It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. A Syrian musician who recently toured with cellist Yo-Yo Ma is now wondering whether he can return to his home in Brooklyn. Kenan Azmeh, a clarinet player who has called the U.S. home for 16 years, says he does not have a plan B if he's not allowed to return. Azmeh flew to China 3 weeks ago to perform with Yo-Yo Ma and was caught in travel limbo after President Trump issued an order last Friday to refuse entry to citizens of Syria and six other Muslim-majority nations, including travelers holding valid visas and residency permits. The 40-year-old is currently in Beirut on the last leg of the tour, but will attempt to return home soon. He said he was flooded with messages of support in the hours after the executive order, which is being challenged by civil rights attorneys in federal courts. Azmeh grew up in Damascus, Syria, before coming to the U.S. to pursue his doctorate degree in music. Pianist Pierre-Laurent Aimard has won the Ernst von Siemens Music Prize for 2017. Worth just over $250,000, the award is given in recognition of a life devoted to the service of music. Former recipients include Pierre Boulez and Olivier Messiaen. The citation praises Aimard as a pianist who brings clarity and life to everything he plays. His boundless joy of discovery and the meticulousness with which he devotes himself to composers make him one of the exceptional musicians of our time. The prize will be presented in Munich on the 2nd of June, at which time the EVS Music Foundation will also award three composers prizes. A recent study published by the University of Montreal has revealed that musical people have faster reactions than non-musical people. The study involved clicking a mouse every time the subject sensed a vibration or noise. The results of the study showed that musicians performed on average 30% better than the non-musicians. Lead author of the study, doctoral student Simon Landry, said, "These results suggest for the first time that long-term musical training reduces simple non-musical, auditory, tactile, and multi-sensory reaction times. Having faster reaction times could help when you're driving or if your job requires you to react to something quickly." For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.